Welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Monday morning, June 24th, 2024, and we have a lineup of science headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
The world prestigious Diabetes Research Institute, University of Miami, announces Cadamastem's joint project as breakthrough transplantation approach for the treatment of type 1 diabetes. Cadamastem Illited announces positive results of its leading diabetes product jointly developed with iTolerance Inc., presented at the 84th Scientific Conference of the American Diabetes Association. The product, evaluated at the Diabetes Research Institute, was recognized for its innovative approach, combining immune modulator microgel material and insulin-producing islet cells derived from human stem cells. The experts at DRI concluded that this combination therapy can effectively restore normoglycemia in a diabetes animal model. Dr. Giacomo Lanzoni highlighted the transformative potential of this approach, while Dr. Camillo Ricordi emphasized the importance of validating emerging technologies towards a cure for diabetes. The study's key findings indicate that this combination therapy reverses diabetes and preserves the functional integrity of the transplanted stem cell-derived islets.
Standard Uranium reports promising results from winter 2024 drill program at Atlantic Project. Standard Uranium Vice President of Exploration Sean Hilliker shared the positive results from the winter 2024 drill program at the Atlantic Project in Saskatchewan. The project, under option to ATCO Mining, revealed significant uranium mineralization in multiple drill holes. The findings point to a uranium-fertile system along the sub-Athabasca unconformity and basement structural zones. The company plans to conduct additional geophysical surveys to explore the untested portions of the east-west conductor system, aiming to uncover more high-value uranium zones. These results underscore the project's strategic importance and potential for new discoveries, setting a strong foundation for future exploration and development activities.
Aero Exploration announces successful production and future plans at Carrizales Norte Field. Aero Exploration CEO Marshall Abbott shared updates on the company's operational activities at the Carrizales Norte Field in Colombia. The first Ubaque horizontal well surpassed expectations, producing 3,150 barrels of oil per day with minimal water cut. The well, with a total depth of 11,680 feet and 2,042 feet horizontal section, exhibited favorable characteristics. The drilling rig has moved to the second cellar on the B pad for further development. Aero Exploration plans to drill three more horizontal wells on the B pad to enhance production rates and recovery. Additionally, the company will drill the Bacchiano 1 exploration well to expand its operational footprint in the Llanos Basin. Generation Uranium bolsters presence in uranium-rich Thelon Basin. Generation Uranium Inc. is expanding its presence in the uranium-rich Thelon Basin, positioning itself as a key player in the global energy shift. The company holds a 100% interest in the Yath Uranium Project in Nunavut, Canada, where historical exploration has revealed promising uranium concentrations. Recently, Generation Uranium acquired the Yellow Frog and Pink Toad projects, expanding its stake in the region by over 45%. This strategic move places Generation Uranium at the interface of two subbasins, enhancing its potential for discovering high-grade uranium deposits. Additionally, the company has partnered with Apex Geoscience to advance the Yath project towards a diamond drilling campaign, leveraging expert knowledge to unlock its full potential.
Prenetics Global Limited, genomic innovations making waves in cancer care. Prenetics Global Limited, listed on NASDAQ as PARI, is at the forefront of genomic innovations in cancer care. Through its units CircleDNA, Insida, and AskGenomics, the company is revolutionizing cancer prevention, early detection, and treatment. Circle DNA offers comprehensive consumer DNA testing, while Insighta focuses on multi-cancer early detection using proprietary technology. AgeGenomics provides personalized cancer treatments based on genetic profiles. Financially, PRE reported a 30.2% increase in revenue in Q1 2024, showing strong growth. The company also completed a successful clinical trial with Insighta and plans to expand into the U.S. consumer healthcare market. With its cutting-edge technology and strategic focus, Prenetics is a promising option for investors looking to support advancements in cancer care. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.